This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the period between March 1st and March 31st, 2025. Here are the events happening in the sky of Southern California. Mercury sets in the west at 7:07 p.m. PST on the 1st, and the sun sets at 5:50 p.m. PST, 1 hour, 17 minutes earlier. The planet is 76% illuminated and 6.0 arcseconds wide. On the 16th, the sun sets at 7:02 p.m. PDT, and Mercury sets in the west at 8:04 p.m. PDT, 1 hour, 2 minutes later, and is 15% illuminated and 9.3 arcseconds wide. After the 16th, Mercury is close to the sun, and it is not safe to observe it. Do not observe any planet when it appears close to the sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Venus sets in the west-northwest at 8:13 p.m. PST on the 1st and is 15% illuminated and 49 arcseconds wide. On the 15th, the sun sets at 7:01 p.m. PDT, and Venus sets in the west-northwest at 8:01 p.m. PDT, 1 hour later, and is 3.4% illuminated and 58 arcseconds wide. After the 15th, Venus is close to the sun, and it is not safe to observe it. Do not observe any planet when it appears close to the sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Mars is in Gemini the twins. On the 1st, Mars sets in the northwest at 3:52 a.m. PST and is 94% illuminated and 11 arcseconds wide. On the 8th, Mars is less than 2 degrees west-southwest of the first quarter moon. On the 31st, Mars sets in the northwest at 3:14 a.m. PDT and is 91% illuminated and 8.3 arcseconds wide. A magnification of 150 times is needed to see its small disk. Jupiter is in Taurus the Bull. On the 1st, Jupiter sets in the west-northwest at 1:05 a.m. PST and is 40 arcseconds wide. On the 31st, the planet sets in the west-northwest at 12:24 a.m. PDT and is 36 arcseconds wide. A telescope capable of magnification 50 times will show the red spot, and the four bright Galilean moons can be seen moving back and forth across and behind Jupiter. Saturn is in Aquarius the Water Bearer. The planet is close to the sun all month long and is not safe to observe. On the 1st, Saturn sets at 6:30 p.m. PST, 40 minutes after the sun sets. On the 31st, Saturn rises at 6:08 a.m. PDT, and the sun rises at 6:41 a.m. PDT, 33 minutes later. Do not observe any planet when it appears close to the sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Uranus is in Aries the Ram. The planet moves into Taurus the Bull on the 4th. On the 1st, Uranus sets in the west-northwest at 11:33 p.m. PST. On the 31st, the planet sets at 10:40 p.m. PDT. On the 15th, Uranus is at right ascension 3 hours, 26 minutes, 59 seconds, with a declination of 18 degrees, 34 arc minutes, 0 arc seconds. Uranus is only 3.5 arcseconds wide, and so a telescope with a magnification of 200 times is needed. Neptune is in Pisces the Fishes. On the 1st, Neptune sets in the west at 7:09 p.m. PST, 1 hour, 19 minutes after the sun sets, and is 2.2 arcseconds wide. On the 6th, Neptune sets less than 1 hour after the sun sets, is close to the sun for the rest of March, and is not safe to observe then. The position of Neptune on the 15th is right ascension, 23 hours, 59 minutes, 51 seconds, with a declination of negative 1 degrees, 23 arc minutes, 28 arc seconds. The first quarter moon occurs on the 6th, full moon on the 13th, last quarter on the 22nd, and new moon on the 29th. Daylight saving time begins on Sunday, March 9th at 2 a.m. PST. All clocks must be set forward 1 hour, according to the saying, spring forward, fall back. Spring begins in the Earth's northern hemisphere and autumn in the southern hemisphere at 2:01 a.m. PDT on the 20th. At that precise moment, when the sun reaches the point where the ecliptic crosses the celestial equator, it moves from south to north. The point where, and the time when, the sun crosses the celestial equator to the north is the vernal equinox. Spring ends with the summer solstice on June 20th. A total lunar eclipse occurs on Thursday the 13th. The moon enters the umbral, or inner, darker part of Earth's shadow, at 10:09 p.m. PDT. Mid-eclipse occurs at 11:59 p.m. PDT, and the moon exits the umbra on the 14th at 1:48 a.m. PDT. Griffith Observatory will hold a web broadcast, but the observatory and Griffith Park will be closed to the public. In the major lunar standstill of 2024-2025, the March 2025 northernmost moon occurs with the setting of the first quarter moon on the evening of the 6th and the rising of the moon on the morning of the 7th. The southernmost excursion occurs on the morning of the 22nd when the last quarter moon rises. For details on the major lunar standstill, please visit the website at https://griffithobservatory.org/extreme-moon-the-major-lunar-standstills-of-2024-2025/. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.